Lesson 3. Greetings from Mars. You have probably seen pictures of robots. Imagine that a robot could talk to you about itself. It might say something like this. Hello, my name is Spirit. I didn't grow from a seed or an egg, as plants and animals do. People made me to explore Mars, a planet that humans hope to visit one day. That's where I am now. I set off in June 2003 and got here 7 months later. You and I do many of the same things, but we do them in different ways. When you move around or pick things up, you use your muscles. The power they have comes from the food you eat. Each move I make is caused by a little motor. I have many inside me. Their power comes from electricity, and my computer controls all of them. I don't have eyes. In their place, I have television cameras that send pictures to my computer. I can look to the right or left, up or down, wherever the computer tells me to. If I am exploring a place with many boulders, my television cameras tell my computer. Then it helps me go around them. If I get too close to a cliff, my computer again helps me to move out of danger. I don't have ears either. Instead, my antenna picks up messages sent by humans back in the United States. It also sends messages back to them. I do all kinds of work, and some jobs I do better than humans. This is because I never get tired. As long as I have electricity, I keep on working. I can also work in places where it is difficult for people to go. On Mars, there is no air and very little water. Humans need both, but I get along just fine without them. Some robots stay in one place. I move around on 6 wheels. If I find myself going down a slope, my computer keeps me from falling over. If that were to happen, I wouldn't be able to get back on my wheels again. Just like people, I have to keep my balance so that I don't have an accident while I'm moving about. You have 2 arms, but I have only one. It has joints in it, like your wrist and elbow. But my arm is made of metal. It has a scoop at the end of it that I can use to dig into the ground. Everything I learn goes into my computer. Then the humans who built me can find what it is like here on Mars. They will use what they learn when the first humans come here. When my work is done, I will be left here on Mars. How do I feel about that? Well, I don't have feelings. I'm never sad, but I'm also never happy. That's because I'm a machine. So staying here on Mars doesn't bother me at all.